Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Welcome into a special edition of the Future Sox podcast. My name is Elijah Evans, and I am joined today by two people that are near and dear to my heart and also connected to White Sox second-round pick Jaden Fowski, Lee Milano, and Joe Milano of Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park. This is super special for me. This is awesome. I've known this family since I was a kid. Coach Milano was one of the first people that that took a shot on me in travel ball when I was about 11 years old. So this is a really cool full circle moment for me, for the Milano family, and also to be able to talk about Jaden Fowski, who, from everything I've heard, is an incredible player and person. So I'm really excited to have Lee and Joe join me today. First of all, how you guys doing? What's going on with you?
Great to see you, Elijah. Thank you for having us on. It's really an honor and a pleasure to see what you're doing and still involved in baseball in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Joe, what's up with you? I know you've been you're working at NAS now. You're doing some scouting and some coaching over with your dad there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun. It's been a dream come true. So it's been a really good couple of years.
Yeah, it's been awesome. So obviously I've stayed in touch with you guys over the years. You know, we used to, Joe and I played together when we were kids with Coach Milano as our coach of our travel program. And then, you know, you guys have had a lot of success over at NAS. You've been there for a while, Coach Milano. What's it been like for you, you know, these past couple of years to have some state runs under your belt and to have just some incredible players coming in and out of that program?
Yeah, we've been really successful because of the people that we're surrounded by. You know, we have a lot of great players, great family, a really incredible, unique coaching staff and administrative support, which, you know, all those pieces of the puzzle you need to have success. So we've won our first state title in 2022, and then did back to back in 2023. In 2024, we had a 37. An old record and loss in the playoffs. We had a 45-game winning streak, which was the third longest in the state history. And then this year we were 31-7. So you know, you mentioned Jaden. Jaden's four-year run at Nazareth, he was 136-21.
That's a run for sure. I mean, that's got to be. Is that your best four-year stretch then, you think, in your time there?
Yeah, that's an incredible four-year stretch. I mean, to win, I think a measuring point for a lot of high schools is 20 wins in a 35-game season. If you get to 25, that's pretty special. And then if you hit that 30 mark, that's really unique. So we've been very fortunate.
Yeah, it's been many years in a row of a lot of success. Joe, when you started helping out with NAS, what has it been like to kind of get into your coaching career and just in a way where you're, you know, around so much success and so much talent early on?
Yeah, there's no place I would rather be than NAS. You know, NAS is like family to me. It's special. Always been special growing up around the game. Growing up, seeing how my dad and his staff does it and now be able to join it means the world to me.
Yeah, that's incredible. So you guys got Jaden, you know, you mentioned, you know, his first 2 years you won state with him. What have you seen, you know, who is he as a person and a player when he first started at NAS as a freshman in comparison to what you see from him now at, you know, a second round MLB draft pick?
Well, he's really unique. He came in the NAS, already committed to Louisville, which doesn't, it can't happen anymore because the NCAA changed the rules. But it was, you know, unusual for an incoming freshman to be committed to a Power Four ACC school. But he had to earn his way to that starting position. He didn't start probably the first half of the season. But, you know, I think just speaking to his character and to his parents, there was never a complaint. There was never, why am I not playing? And he just put his head down and worked. His first start at bat, he struck out 3 times. His next 80-something at bats, he struck out 1 time freshman year.
That's crazy.
And he played third base for us as a freshman at the end of the season during that playoff run. So really unique. It's unbelievable to watch him grow and mature. Sophomore year, he caught some. And, you know, he played a little bit more in the infield. And then junior year, he had an injury, so he DH'd more than anything. And then this year, it was a family, you know, and group decision to move him to the outfield. And he's unbelievable in the outfield. He was preseason All-American, first-team catcher going into the year, and then a postseason All-American first-team outfielder, which said a lot about his athleticism.
Yeah, that's a great way to kind of to lead us into just talking about all the aspects of his game as a player. You talk about the offensive approach. That first game, 3 strikeouts. I love that what you just explained there. And then 1 strikeout, the next 80-something. What is it about his approach? Because I think I've heard some really good things about just the way he approaches at bats, takes his pitches, waits for his spots. It seems like for a high school guy particularly, has a really advanced approach at the plate.
Yeah, the thing I say about Jaden, he will be better and better as he moves up in baseball. No disrespect to our umpires, but they're not professional umpires. So he's taking pitches that are balls that are sometimes called strikes. As he moves up in pro ball, that eye will play even better because then he'll be in a more positive pitch count because those calls aren't going to be called strikes. They won't be called balls, and he will put himself in a more positive pitch count and be able to attack the ball better that way. I mean, you know, I have – just because there's been so many people asking about him. And I have his stats. His four-year stats at NAS, he batted .492 in the 4 years he was in varsity. And that's a great, you know, pretty big sample size. That's 495 plate appearances. So he really commands the zone. He had 90 walks to 46 strikeouts.
Crazy.
So, yeah, his plate discipline is really unique. It's off his hit tools off the charts. And I think everybody saw.
I've heard nothing but good things about the hit tool. I mean, obviously the left-handed swing is very smooth. He seems like he doesn't waste a lot of movement. Has this swing kind of changed at all in the past couple of years, or do you feel like he's kind of stuck with the same swing and just continue to get better with it?
Yeah, his swing's been pretty consistent throughout his high school career. Some people ask about power. Jaden many times would sacrifice shooting a double to left center, then pulling the ball and hitting a home run. On any given day, in practice, when he wanted to, he would hit 8 to 10 homers. So his rounds were pretty prescribed, where he would hit the ball to opposite field, left field, then he would shoot a left center gap, and then he would work right center, left center gap the next round. In his last round, we would call it, we let him eat, and he would pretty much hit every ball out of the park. So he's pretty unique. It's nothing like I've ever seen before at the high school level.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. I think we've heard a lot about the gap to gap, right? You know, you see some guys at that level that can get kind of pull happy, and it seems like Jaden's been able to really work the gaps and, like you said, use the opposite field as a strength of his, as opposed to something he still has to work into his game with time.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. I think, you know, I had one scout tell me he'll be a 30-run-plus home run guy at that major league level. So, you know, it was amazing to see all the scouts. We had every team out to watch him. We had general managers, directors of scouting, national cross-checkers, you name it. They were all out there. And, you know, there were some days that he would just put his show on for those guys.
Yeah, definitely. Joe, do you have any games you remember of his that, you know, really stand out to you from just a game where you just got to see the offense on full display?
I'd probably say, I think it was last year, we were playing at Bennett Academy, and he hit a homer. I think that's still going. He hit it over the buses in the parking lot, and just seeing that from the dugout was just crazy. And then we were at Carmel Catholic this past year, and he probably hit one of the farthest home runs I've ever seen around Naz. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Those two games for sure.
Yeah, I think the Bennett thing, I think, was like he struck out his first three times as a freshman there, and then sophomore year, junior year, and senior, he hit home runs. I think two of those games were multiple homers. So I think he got a little bit even after the three strikeouts as a freshman.
Yeah. That's awesome. What do you, I think the one thing we've heard about it from a lot of draft scouts, from a lot of draft boards, is that the power is still coming, but it sounds like, it might not have come all the time in games, but it is definitely there. And you guys have seen it firsthand at many occasions.
Yeah. Like I said, over the course of 30 years of doing this, I've never seen anybody hit the trajectory on his balls and the depth on his balls that a high school kid hit. They were not normal, balls leaving the bat from a high school kid when he took batting practice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Talking about the defense a little, obviously, listed as a catcher and an outfielder, right? So that's, you kind of mentioned the change of, he plays in third base because that's where you needed him early on, starts catching more, and then the senior year, more of an outfielder. Can you tell me a little bit about who he is defensively at both different spots, whether it be catching or in the outfield?
Yeah, I think he'll end up landing in the outfield. I think Tony Vitello mentioned it yesterday in the broadcast that, it's better for him to be in the outfield because of his hit tool. Catching, obviously, for high school, he's an elite catcher. Receiving, throwing, blocking. But, he only caught one game for us this year. On the circuit last year in the summer, he was both outfield and catcher. In one of the, I can't remember if it was PBR, All-American game or perfect game, but he threw someone out as a catcher in one of those games. So he definitely could play at that level if he would continue working at it. But I think the safer bet is him to be an outfielder. His speed, he didn't play football this year. He's a two-time state champion in football. Never left the field. Played linebacker, played safety. Played receiver, he ran back kickoffs, but this year he didn't play football, and his body was a little bit different this year as far as just a little bit more like a baseball body, leaned out a little bit, didn't lose any strength, and his speed increased. So I don't know if he'll land as a center fielder, but definitely would be I think he'd be a corner guy.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Do you think you say maybe he can be a corner guy, right? Obviously the arm is plus, right? If he was catching and just generally he seems like he has a plus arm in the outfield. Do you see the speed playing up to the point where he, could be a average or even plus runner in the outfield?
Oh, without a doubt. I don't know. I saw different things. I think he was a 50 or 55, yeah. In running. But that definitely improved this year. So, again, he's only an 18-year-old kid, right? Like, he's still going to – his speed's still going to pick up. His strength's going to pick up. So I could definitely see him having no problem being a plus defender in the outfield.
Yeah. Where did he play mostly for you guys in the outfield? Was it more center or was it more right?
I had him in center this year.
Yeah. Just because he was an athlete and because, obviously, at high school level, he was still right there.
Yeah, yeah, he's such a good athlete.
Yeah.
It looked like – like a mini Mike Trout out there, the way he's built and the way he go out and be aggressive. He had like a linebacker's mentality going to get the ball out there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens in terms of defensive alignment, because when you draft a guy in high school, especially, a high-end pick, I think they'll try him in center first, of course. And if it ends up being in right, though, obviously the arm will play at a very high level if he shifts to right. But I do think they're going to give him a good shot to stick in center, at least for a year or two, most likely.
Yeah, you never know how all these things work out, right?
Yeah.
There's just like the whole draft. Like, there's so many variables that go into it. It's the same thing when you're in an organization now. So many variables that the bottom line, the kid's going to hit. And then when you hit, as Elijah, you find a way into the lineup somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And he's versatile enough that, who knows? He could end up in a corner infield at some point. You just don't know.
Definitely. Tell me a little bit about him as a teammate, just, you know, who he is, what he brings to that dugout at NAS and kind of the energy, obviously, you know, four full years on varsity. What does he bring to that clubhouse?
Yeah, I think that, we had a really strong 2024 class. We had six kids committed to Division I schools in that class. So that would be the year ahead of Jaden. So yeah. He was always a leader. You know, no matter what. This year, it's that had to be a little bit more because those guys were gone. But he's very stoic. He's very, you know, you don't get a lot of emotion out of him. I think the most emotion I saw was probably last night when his name was called. But I've seen him in the toughest situations. And he, you know, has had a lot of success. And he pretty much is a pretty even keel. But this year when things had to be said, he did not hesitate to take that leadership role and say them.
And that's not an easy thing to do in high school, regardless of how good you are as a player. It definitely takes a certain type of character to be able to step up in those moments and lead a team, especially, like you said, with the draft class ahead of him leaving and him becoming kind of that oldest player and the leader in the clubhouse, right?
Yeah, I think part of the program, the culture you want to build is that, you know, those older guys are teaching the younger guys about how the culture and the program works and taking them under their wing. So then when you in turn are the older guy, you pay it back to those younger guys and make sure that cycle keeps happening. And really confident that Jaden did that this year.
Yeah, 100%. Off the field, what's his kind of character like? I know obviously you spend the most time around him in, you know, the baseball setting, of course, but what type of guy is he like kind of away from the game when he steps back from just his baseball mode?
You know, he's a really bright kid, 4.2 grade point average, Illinois State scholar, AP scholar. He's an elite chess player.
I think he got third place in state his eighth grade year.
That's crazy.
I think he's just a normal 18-year-old kid that loves the game of baseball. He's pretty low-key. You don't get a lot out of him as far as emotion. Not much different than when he's on the field as when he's off the field. And some people might look at that the wrong way. It's just that who he is. There's no arrogance. There's no cockiness. His work ethic is off the charts. But he's a really good kid.
Yeah. You got any interesting stories about him, Joe? You might have a little more intel than your dad there about just, you know, who he is and kind of some good moments from him, whether it's in the dugout or off the field.
Yeah. Actually, this past season, we were playing thing of Chicago Hope Academy and a really good 2A school. And it was back and forth the whole game. And they had the bases loaded in the last inning, and the tying run was coming home. And ground ball to Jaden, and Jaden just made a absolute great throw to their catcher, and it could have been more of a throw, and you got the runner out at home. That would have tied the game. But that really stands out to me, and just the way he plays is unreal and different from a lot of other people I've seen play.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's the only questions I got. If you guys got any more insights to share on Jaden, we'll definitely hear them. But
the one thing I'll say about Jaden is he – you know, played under the scrutiny this year of all these guys coming to watch him. High school baseball was really important to him. He played hard every game. I mean, our last game, he slid headfirst in the first base. Now, it's a month before the draft. Easily could have injured himself. Like, he played hard, and he took it as hard or harder than anybody else when we lost. And to me, that says a lot about his character, because many times – when guys are a higher profile, potential signing for $1 million contract, going to the Division I schools, they kind of back off their high school career. Where this kid never backed off. His foot was down on the pedal all the time. So I think that says a lot about who the White Sox potentially could sign.
Yeah, definitely.
And also off that, it's like during like the season, he would text me like, who we seeing today? What's he got? What's the team like? So, you know, Jaden really cared about every single game, whether we're playing in early March or late May. You know, it doesn't matter. He just really cares and really cared about high school baseball.
Yeah, I mean, that blend of intelligence with the passion and the drive to keep getting better sounds like such a fun player to keep watching. And I know everyone within the White Sox community is really excited to see him develop and have another local guy, right? This is pretty cool for the organization, I think. You've got, you know, George Walkow 2 years ago. Right. You've got a Michigan guy and Caleb Bonimer last year. You've got a lot of Midwest local guys. And especially
Schultz
as well. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's many years in a row. And it's just cool to have that. The guys you root for, already you root for them because you're in your organization. And then it's a whole other level when they grew up in the White Sox world and in that Chicago-based community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Sox was his favorite team growing up, so it's pretty special.
Yeah, it's definitely special. Well, this has been, like I said, a cool experience, A, because I've been hearing about Jaden from Joe for the year now. We've been talking about Jaden back and forth for a while. So it's really cool for this to come to fruition because I think a lot of White Sox fans have had his name circled for quite some time, honestly. And that's a pretty awesome thing to have him in the organization. And furthermore, just the fact that it's, you know, coming from Nazareth, which is, you know, one of the best programs in Illinois. I'm not afraid to say that. That's for sure. So it's awesome to have to see where this has gone and to have you guys join and just talk a little bit.
Well, it's special for us to have be on a show that you're hosting because we do have such a good relationship and a long relationship. So really proud of what you're doing.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is awesome. Well, same time next year for Landon Tomey, huh?
Hey,
let's do it.
Cross, baby.
Fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. Thank you guys so much for joining the show. Appreciate it.